I'm here.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.
I don't, dude. It's been here all day. It's past time.
Man, what is time?
And not, it's a construct that that the humans created. What do you mean?
It's just what we make of it.
What do you
make of it? Time right now.
No, we're not.
It's anyway. Time with our loved ones, recording a podcast, hanging out.
Are you fighting your way out of a double bag?
Christmas season.
Man, F it.
No, I'm not fighting my way out. I'm staying in the duffel bag.
It sounds like it. It's not Christmas Eve. You know what aggravates me more than anything? Is when your people decides to start putting up Christmas trees and wreaths and shit. And it's like November 26th.
No, I'll tell you something that'll piss you off then.
What's it?
And this ain't all my people.
What do you mean? It's not so all of your people.
Before we went on vacation. And like that was October 22nd, right?
Uh-huh.
So probably like October 19th. Mm-hmm. We had to hang up some big metal Christmas balls, some ornaments off some trees.
I don't know where the story is going. It sounds kind of weird, but okay, continue.
I'm just telling you, way ahead of time, before Halloween was over, we had hung up some balls at the nursery on display.
So, Christmas balls. What do you mean balls?
That's what an ornament is. It's a big old circle. It's a colored ball.
Why you just can't call it an ornament then?
I did reference it as an ornament. It's an ornamental ball.
Okay.
But we hung some balls up from the trees, and those were festive before the Halloween stuff came down, so it was all kind of co-mingling together. It looked nice, and then we realized, oh, it's like 18 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
Had to get her done.
Yeah, it's, dude, it ain't even, it just annoys the hell out of me. I don't understand why it gets earlier and earlier every year.
That's why your blood pressure high.
My blood pressure a little high. I've been sick as fuck. I've been so sick I couldn't pay attention. I've been so sick. It's crazy. And it ain't even a thing. It's I just been sick.
Damn. Well, stop getting sick. But we work behind the scenes when they be receiving Christmas trees in late August, September. So we know that stuff's already popping up way ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who's responsible for it. I think my people could take half the credit and then everybody else take the other half on moving up Christmas 6 months.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's 75% your people. The rest of us just all in here for the ride. I mean, because, like, it got no... Okay, so Thanksgiving was the 23rd, right? That's a long time ago. That's too early to start Christmasing.
And it's weird that, Thanksgiving was too early, so it threw off Christmas decorations, because a lot of people put their tree up the day after Thanksgiving.
My Mariah Carey ass already in there. All I want Christmas!
I haven't heard none of that yet.
You have?
After December 1st, that's going to be all in his house. No.
November 23rd. No, actually, it was November 24th. November 24th, 12:02 a.m., that's the first sound I heard.
From where?
From the internet. People playing a song already. They already doing it, sir.
You just turned on your internet and they started blasting at you with the Christmas.
Man, music. I got up from the table. I said, what time is it? Let's see what's going on the internet. Oh my God. It has begun.
It started trending and her check started getting bigger around this time of year.
You know what? She can die and go on to the afterlife and still get paid for the fact they're going to play that song until we can't hear music no more.
It's the greatest Christmas song ever created. As bar none. We can't fight it at this point.
Take that shit back.
It's a classic. It's a bona fide hood classic.
A bona fide hood classic? Yeah, I mean,
it's a classic for everybody.
A bona fide hood classic. Mariah Carey. Okay.
That's I'm thinking of those videos where people say, man, it's like a bona fide hood classic. It's certified, and then they play like
talking about her ass, that's for sure.
No, they play like Green Day or something, or one of those emo bands. Like, this is a hood classic right here.
You know what? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
actually, that makes more sense than what you just said. I'm okay because it there is always a song on the other side, pop, rock, whatever you want to call it, indie, that every black person has heard.
It just literally crosses over and it becomes. Yeah. Immigrated in the culture from some other random music source.
There were some bangers. Those are bangers. I'm going with that.
You can't deny a banger.
But I can definitely deny Mariah Carey screaming in my ear for the next 66 days of the year.
No, peak Mariah on the rollerblades. You can't deny that. Everybody was rocking with that.
Okay. I'm not saying her songs are bad or she was bad. I'm talking about that one particular song.
Okay. I'm just not trying to get clear. You're not trying to bring down the queen. That's all.
No. The queen? What queen? Who's queen?
One of them. Something. One of them.
No, she might be a princess as bad. A queen.
Oh, yeah. Aretha princess. Up there. She's up there. A lot of people up there.
But Aretha even still alive?
Brittany up there.
Brittany who?
Krishan is up there.
Bonafide Hood Classic. Krishan.
Okay, yeah.
That's a Bonafide Hood Classic.
I didn't say it, damn.
Krishan. That's fine, man. That's fine, my man. I mean,
it means pop.
Did we even talk to each other after Thanksgiving or no? I can't even remember.
No, we've had a couple episodes since then.
Thanksgiving?
It's December. Oh, it was last week.
I had to look back.
I'm more fucked up than you. I thought it was like a month ago.
Bro, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, no, really. Has it been 4 weeks and I just forgot? Like, what the fuck?
In my head right now, I felt like, oh, yeah, Thanksgiving was a month ago. We definitely talked since then. But no,
I was like, last week. Dude, you had me thinking. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, like, man, did we actually go like 3 or 4 weeks and I just don't remember it?
I thought you said the month of November. I was like, we talked in the month of November, but
we still in the month of November. Oh. Motherfucker, what do you mean?
Technically, we got about 12 more, 6 more hours.
I mean, technically, yeah, for sure.
Damn, I thought it was December, and I thought Thanksgiving was a month ago. I need the vitamins.
You know, it sucks, though, because it's like, not only was Thanksgiving the 23rd, but also November only has 30 days, which is weird. I could have sworn November always had 31 days.
Me too. I had to check the calendar a couple times. Like, what?
You don't even know what day we are. Shut up.
I thought it was like a skip year where you take a day off November and give it to somebody else.
Yeah. I was like, I could have sworn it's supposed to have 31 days in it, but here we are, last day. But yeah, did you eat that turkey? What you do?
Yeah, turkey, ham, all that stuff. Didn't we didn't talk about this? Yeah, we had a lot of food.
Didn't we talk about this? I swear to God, it feels like we did.
Yeah, I think we did.
I was sick. Literally during Thanksgiving. Yeah. I've been sick for 5 days.
We skipped Thanksgiving. You were in Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we haven't talked about this. We had food and you left the country. So where'd you go? Yeah.
I went home. I got sick for literally 5 days in a row.
That's where you picked it up from. Okay.
No, food poisoning.
COVID,
I got sick before going there. Then I got sicker and then I came back and got sicker. So it's like,
Did you
get that thing though?
Jared, you spread it? Anybody else get it?
No, I ain't got that I told you I don't have that thing. Stop it. Don't do that. Get the shit shut down.
You got that thing.
What?
Some people got to get them a piece of that.
Oh, man. Oh, my. Okay. No. Anyway.
Yeah, Thanksgiving travel's cool. We didn't go anywhere. We just stayed local.
Hello.
Everybody came to us.
What do y'all do? What do you Salvies do? Y'all make what? What y'all make?
They had a lot of tamales on hand.
Tamales? Say it again. What did y'all have?
Tamales.
No. Say it how you said it. We had hot tamales.
We had hot tamales. Tamales.
You had some tamales. Okay. Tamales.
They had all the other stuff. The ham and the...
Named one item and said other stuff.
Well, the typical stuff. It was ham and turkey. Ham and turkey, sides, big old bolillo bread. They make sandwiches and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was cool. It was pretty big. Cool. Lots of food. Brisket a couple days prior, so man, we had meat all week.
Who made the brisket? Hopefully it wasn't you.
No. It was the matriarch of the family.
Okay, because your brisket, woo, it ain't good.
Man, I made brisket like one time and you weren't even here. So
you made it at one time, and it was the last time you made it because it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't know how to do a brisket. I don't even try that. I mess with a lot of meats, but at meat, like, I haven't conquered that meat yet. That's a meat mountain I have yet to climb. That's my Everest, is a brisket.
Do you actually like brisket?
Not really.
Have you had good brisket?
Yeah, I've had great brisket before. Yeah, I've had Brett's meat before.
Brett's meat? Who is Brett?
Over.
Yeah, Brett's meat. Who is Brett?
There's a Brett's barbecue in... Katie, near Houston over there. So Brett's meat is the best I've ever had. So like,
it's your confession.
I don't even like brisket, and that one was good. So like, brisket, like I'll try it sometimes, but it's not my favorite one. I go for that pork, the pulled pork, and the jalapeno cheese sausage, some good barbecue, like someone smoked a turkey. I like some turkey. So yeah, I don't really care about the brisket, but there's a good brisket out there. I just don't give a shit.
Gotcha. I also need my praise at the fact that I actually got the warden's nationality correct this time. You know, I fuck that up every time I say it.
You say Brazilian, Guatemalan, Puerto Rican.
I say everything but the fuck what it is. I mean, I have called her Mexican. I've said Costa Rican before.
Yeah, you almost got slapped. You called her Mexican.
Bro, that ain't my fault. We got Mexicans are I just today saw something of the hatred, not hatred, well, the dislike of why they kind of dislike each other.
Which ones?
You know, the Salvadorian, the Salvies will come up, you know, they try to cross into Mexico, and there's like this super hate at the border or something.
Everybody but, below Mexico doesn't like them.
Yeah. I mean, that's like here. Same, different.
Shit goes downhill.
Like all the southeastern, the 13 southeastern states, we don't like you, motherfucker. Like for real.
Everybody in the south, no matter what part of the earth you on, the further down you are, people behave.
The worse they like you. Yeah, very true. But yes, I got it right this time. Shout out to the warden. I said it right.
She'll appreciate that. I'll pass on the news.
For the first time ever. You do Black Friday. Did you get a chance to go out and watch people do nothing? Because there was no fights, no nothing this time around.
There was, no running to get a sale or anything. So I think I got to a store at like 6 o'clock and nothing was going on. We didn't buy shit on Black Friday. There was the online deals, the prices went up, which was funny.
Really?
A lot of stuff people documented, they had better deals on the pre-Black Friday all month of November before the actual Black Friday. A lot of items just increased in price, or they were the same price, so there was no difference. So just buy it at the beginning of the month because the deal's not going to get any better.
Yeah, I think that was going to happen with the economy the way it is and all that kind of stuff, and then them keeping it on sale for such a longer period of time.
Yeah, so it's on sale for like a whole month.
Yeah, that just means they sacrificed the big drop in price to keep it at that price longer. So people who look for sales are mad, but people who are on the fence on trying to buy something or want to buy something but don't have the money right then, they appreciate that a little bit more, like the length of time. But
people who like that $5.
Yeah. Because like not everybody got money on Black Friday, but you might have money.
It's better than having a sale on one day, and if you miss it, it's done. Like,
exactly, yeah. And then Cyber Monday happened, and they said that's like one of the biggest ones. What?
From what I saw, nothing blew me away on Cyber Monday either. Like it was kind of disappointing. Like, sales. No, nothing was, everything was like 25-30% off. I didn't see crazy markdowns. Like, oh, I got to get that. That's a crazy price. The lowest ever.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you want it, you're going to buy it anyway. And dropping it to $2 ain't going to happen. I think the days of Black Friday are probably coming to an end.
They used to be they're gone.
Yeah. I mean, there was no Black Friday when our parents were kids. That shit has been in our time for the most part.
It's been 70s? For when Black Friday was invented? Or really popped off?
Yeah, I think it was the 70s is when it really kind of popped off. It hasn't been around very long.
I think the peak in my memory probably was the mid-90s to the early mid-2000s was peak. Craze over Black Friday and stampedes and shit.
Yep. The peak before that was when the boats came over and they had the black people on it, and that was Black Friday.
That was the peak. The doorbusters and shit, those are gone. The waiting in line for 4 hours for the midnight sale.
Exactly.
And that's cool and convenient for ordering stuff at your house, but then it's kind of that's another cultural touchstone that is never going to be recreated.
Yeah, stores did that to themselves, though. When they decided to put everything online,
had to go online. I get that.
You had to. I'm not saying that they could have been like, no.
They thought it for a while. They tried not to have it all go online. But
that's not true. We worked at a place. Everyone, and this is before 2010, every company was trying to do e-commerce. Everyone was trying to figure out the correct way to do it and get it out there. They've been wanting to have this secondary sales channel. What they didn't realize was this was going to be the biggest one, right?
It was going to be the sales channel, pretty much.
Exactly. They didn't realize it.
Two sales channels and extra money, but the money moved over.
Yeah, that movie moved. They always thought there would be room for brick and mortar people coming in, but you forced the hand of people and they started going with it. Now you look at them like you're mad. That's like the same argument with the digital shit. Like, Best Buy's not going to be selling DVDs and Blu-rays no more, right? I know we talked about that. But
yeah, pulling that out.
Right. And the reason for that is because everybody went to streaming. So you forced everybody's hand not to buy your fucking $1,200 digital plate edition gold.
Did you see, speaking of that coming to an end and that era of life, like, disappearing, getting out of the stores, the brick and mortar, the Best Buy steelbook of the nuke guy, Oppenheimer. I was going to say, I almost forgot the guy's name, but look, like I got that. It wasn't Poltergeist, it's Oppenheimer. Yeah. So that homie, the steelbook was selling out because everybody's like, this is the last fucking in-person Blu-ray 4K Ultra HD that's ever going to exist or something like that. One of the last big prints. So it was selling for like $250 on eBay because it was selling out.
A movie?
For the Steelbook Super Edition Best Buy exclusive. Hell yeah. And then they're reprinting more because it completely sold out at Target, Best Buy, everywhere. And people are like, I got to get my hands on this. Yeah, they're spending $250 for a movie.
Have you seen it?
I still haven't seen it, but I'm not paying that much. And I think it's $20-$25 to them buy it, rent it on TV right now. So I got to keep waiting.
I know why they're trying to buy it, because you get their full on digital playthrough.
There's 3 hours of extra content and shit too.
How many?
There's 3 extra hours. Like, we used to get extra shit on DVDs.
3 hours of extra
behind content? The scenes, Jesus. Cut stuff, interviews. Like,
that movie was long as hell.
Oh yeah, do you want to add another 3 hours on top of 10 hours?
I want to see 3 hours of Florence Pugh's breasticles? Sure, I'll take that 3 hours.
Well, yeah, you don't get a lot of that on watching HBO. They might put some extra clips on there, but they're not gonna all those DVD extras. That shit's lost to time unless you have the fucking DVD. You're never seeing that stuff again. They don't even bother making those.
That means somebody lost their job. You know, there was always that one person.
Extra
that's like,
man.
They pick up them clips off the floor and put it together into a compilation. That shit don't exist no more.
And the person that had designed those menus, put the hidden button on the menu, put the extra menu, put the next button. That guy that drew the next button and stuff, he out of a job.
Would you pay a company, a streaming company, for exclusive access to all the backdoor shit? Not backdoor. Pause.
Whoa.
The background shit.
They have that. But the background stuff, like, if somebody compiled that and had that added on, it was like, so if I have my $20 Netflix thing and I wanted BTS, it'd be another $5 a month. Would I pay it?
Yeah, would you pay it? Because the cutting room floor stuff didn't go away. It's just not on media.
They're not releasing it.
Yeah. Right. So you pay maybe $5, maybe $2 a month? Because $5 a bit much.
I'm a long time. I try to get the commercial free premium membership version. So I'd probably say add it on. Put that $2 on me.
$2. Put that $2 on there. Yeah.
They're sitting on a gold mine of extra shit. They just don't want to pay someone to edit it and actually put it online and compile that. They're just like, it's too much money. I don't want to pay nobody to do this. Let AI cut it together.
I'm wondering if somebody's already doing it, or if they already have AI doing it in the first place. Because somebody's editing, like, cutting it out.
Somebody puts it in the trash bin on the computer, and then it just sits there. But I want to see
how it works. But okay,
let loose ChatGPT on the server that has all the extra cut footage, and let ChatGPT decide what's a funny outtake. I want to see the computer put together an outtake list and see if it's like fucking weird or what.
I can tell you, there's going to be a time where something gets put in an outtake and you did not want to get seen.
It says nobody's reviewing that shit. They're like,
nobody's reviewing it. Jesus.
They're like, oh my God, cut it back, delete. We didn't want that out there.
Ooh, man, you don't want to do that. That's a real bad idea. Nah, I'm good.
Pretty soon AI is going to be editing the movies and doing all the shit and, making all the decisions and replace the directors and everybody in there.
And then you wonder, like, them companies be like, I did this for you guys, and then you wonder why people be in an uproar and be like, I don't want to fuck with you. We don't want to, we're going to boycott you. And they'd be like, but why? We did it for you guys. No, you did it to make sure that you got, you know, all that money. That's it.
You fired everybody and gave yourself a bonus, and now you, you watch this shitty movie.
Exactly. So I don't know, man, but I would pay $2 for the BTS, maybe $1 for the BTS. It really depends. Like, if I'm getting full BTS, like, there has to be some kind of consistency, like some kind of, you can't, you have to put out something. It can't be not, right?
Every movie better have some damage.
Every movie. I don't care if it's farts, whistles, and groans. It better have some 30 minutes worth of that. I want to see.
How can you get the, what's that Robert Downey Jr. movie in blackface?
Which one?
Tropic Island.
Man, I will watch Tropic Thunder today on full blast. Man,
you can't get those extras unless you buy the DVD, probably. They're not on HBO, I doubt it.
I mean, I think I got the DVD, actually. Or I got the Blu-ray, I think. I'll tell you one thing. Comedy, you know me. I'm not really a comedy watcher. But, we ain't gonna never go back to the days of the funny that was Tropical Thunder, or Tropic Thunder, you got me saying it. Tropic Thunder, Pineapple Express, The End. We're never going back to them days. Dude, I watched a clip from one of them Seth Rogen fucking movies, and I damn near shit myself.
You get deleted today bringing that out.
I'm just like, that shit was it was so funny. I'm like, we can never go back. But I'm so glad I was born in the time.
Just be happy that you lived through it.
I lived through it. Like, I keep saying, like, I wish I was born in a different era because, you know, I'm a gamer and technology, and now we don't get beat up like we used to back in our day. You know, now you celebrate it because you're smart and shit. You know, it's different. Man, I wouldn't want to have missed Tropic Thunder. I'm sorry. That shit too wild.
Like, see it in the moment, experience it with everybody as a culture before.
I'm a dude.
Deleted.
Scott's a dude. Playing another dude. I ain't for real. That shit is funny. Like, he would have got canceled. That's a hood classic. That's a hood classic. That's a banger. Right? If you listen to my voice and you ain't never seen Tropic Thunder before, ever, put your shit down. Go find your bootleg copy from grandma now, something. Go watch that. You gonna come out and be like, how did this even get made? Like, how did somebody put this together and it got made and nobody got in trouble?
And when they said when he made the movie too, he didn't break character the entire time. And even in the extras,
he omitted
the commentary and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was completely in character the entire
he was full on black for the whole time.
For months.
Robert Downey Jr. was a black man. He was saying the N-word and everything. It was crazy. He was on the set hanging out with T&M, throwing down Slitchmouth liquor, smoking Newport.
That's just how it was. He became a black man.
That dude was smoking Newports 3 months, drinking Slitchmouth liquor, Colt 45, Chitterling. He was doing the damn thing.
That's a movie they won't recreate, probably. There probably won't be a remake of that.
Yeah. They won't. Wait, which movie? Probably
Thunder.
Oh yeah, that one can't get remade. Like, it just can't. I don't even know of a way that you can possibly remake that movie that does not get everybody fired
with, like, the respect and care and cultural appreciation.
Man, fuck all that. I want to hear the funny. I don't care about that shit.
No, I'm saying what Robert Downey was able to accomplish. Like, nobody can step into that role,
man,
and be accepted as a dude playing another dude.
And what's crazy, you know how people like to go back and try to cancel people? Ain't nobody said a word about Robert. Not one person.
It's a 2-hour movie. You can pull out any of that footage and try to do it, but
there is this ain't under the net. This is like in your face. Like, he was a black dude for literally 3 months.
It's on film. They got plenty of footage to try to mess with him, but they ain't saying anything.
Ain't nobody said shit. And you know what? I dare you. Because that movie is funny as shit. I don't care who you are, how racist you think you are, how you think that the world's messed up, blackface ain't funny. Go watch that shit. And you tell me it ain't funny, I'll buy you lunch. I'll take you to your favorite lunch spot and say, here you go. Here's your lunch. Here's something to drink. Because that movie is fucking hilarious on so many levels.
Hey, I gotta go back and see it again. Is this also the same movie? Mm-hmm. It says you never go full.
Oh yes, that's what I'm saying. That movie is terrible.
You had a whole bunch of shit that you can't do.
Now, it's got stuff in that movie. There is no way. There is absolute zero way to remake that movie.
Yeah, the ones I remember, the rest of the R word stuff in there.
It's almost like they took it. You know how you poke the bear? They took the bear by the nuts and said, "Come here, boy," and started tickling it. They just kept piling shit on top of it. The fact that the one, and I'm sure this, I hope this ain't spoiler alert. I mean, well, we'll say it. You had a blackface character using the hard R and not the inversion of it, the other one that we don't say. And in the closet black male. All of that was in the same movie.
I'm sure there's a third leg to this that we're forgetting too.
Then you throw that on top. You got the undercover black guy, the blackface, the R word. Then there's like kidnapping, murder, and genocide. This whole movie shouldn't have never been made. I don't know how they did it.
Oh, and isn't it also with Tom Cruise at the end?
Yes,
this movie had freaking everything in one.
This movie had everything. You, one of those things would get you canceled today. It had all of them in the same movie.
I gotta watch that after this. I gotta refresh my memory of what.
Man, that movie is hilarious. It's hilarious on levels that I'm sitting here thinking to myself right now that I'm laughing on the inside. I'm trying not to like just spit all over my monitor and my mic. And that shit, every time I think of a scene from that movie, I'm like, how the fuck did they get away with doing it? It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It is ridiculous.
Every time it comes up, you're like dropping praise left and right.
Yeah, go watch it. Just go back and watch it. Go lock yourself in a room away from the internet so that nobody can hear that you went and watched a blackface. And then just, I want you to play it and just watch it end to end. And come back to me and I want you to say to me, damn, that's messed up. I want you to tell me how you feel. Because it's funny as shit. It's going to make you question yourself.
Send in your comments now. If you're sensitive, trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
It's going to trigger everything.
It's going to trigger everything. You know what else triggers thing is watching Roots. Have you ever watched Roots before? I mean, your people in it, but I'm just saying, have you watched?
I've seen it, yes.
Wait, did you actually watched it?
We were raised on Roots.
Wait.
I saw that when I was a kid. I'm not joking. I saw that when I was a kid.
I'm going to need you to explain.
That's like a historical movie. I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Historical movie?
I mean, you're learning about stuff.
Wait, did you learn how to do what? What did you learn how to do from Roots?
No, I didn't learn how to do it.
Welcome to the presentation. Here's your training.
First manual. Job. Look, here's the early training. No, I didn't say that.
Here's your boy.
We learned about the history of everything and like what happened was. Uh-huh. And I just remember seeing it.
Who made you watch this as a child exactly?
I don't know. It was probably on TV or something. It was probably like, everybody watched it on TV.
You said that it was a historical that they made you watch. Who made you watch it?
No, nobody made me watch it. I'm pretty sure I saw it at the house. Like,
I
don't know.
You ain't black, right? I'm just saying. And I don't know not one other white person on earth
that has
your roots.
This meant no disrespect. Is this the movie Set Me Free? The guy in the courtroom.
Is this the movie Set Me Free? Boy, if you don't get your ass out of here.
I'm saying, is this the one in the courtroom?
Is this the movie Set Me Free? What are you talking about right now?
Is this the scene in the courtroom where he's telling people like he doesn't speak English?
Which room? Fucking Roots is back in slavery. This is before.
It's before. Okay. What are you talking about? Well, I remember the outfits now where this it was like.
The outfits? What the fuck? What are you talking about?
He was wearing like
you're a rat. You're getting Amistad like, and fucking. What are you talking about?
Okay. I've seen them both, but I just mixed up Amistad in that movie.
You've seen them both, but I'll get them mixed up.
But now in my head, the Roots is a little grainier, like an older footage.
It was a TV, a made for TV.
Yes, and he's wearing like torn up pants and stuff, like cloth pants or whatever, right?
It started out as regular pants. He got his ass ripped.
But I don't know how they got. I don't know how they got torn. I thought he just had ripped. That was the style back then.
Ripped jeans. No, he got. He was getting his ass hit with a whip and then tore the fucking pants.
Oh, I don't remember that part. Sorry.
Oh my god.
But then I remember is Amistad like there in the courtroom and he's like,
"Give us freedom," is what you're trying to say.
Give us free.
Give us free.
Yeah. He learned some words. I remember that. That was like, it touched my heart.
He don't speak English, but he said, "Give us free."
He knew what that meant.
Reach. So, coming to a theater near you.
No, was that Geordi? That was
Geordi. Who is that?
The Star Trek guy, the actor. Geordi? The dude with the.
In which movie? What are we talking about right now?
The guy with the smart glasses. From Star Trek. Was that one of the dudes in the movie? He was an Amistad, right?
I'm dead. No. This man said the one with the smart glasses. You know, the MetaQuest Pro 3?
Those Pro 3s.
Over here, they took a fucking woman's hair barrette and put on his fucking face. Say, act like you can't see Stevie Wonder, motherfucker.
Oh, hit you with the Meta Pro 3s.
Let me get the Meta Pro 3s. My name is talking about
Geordi and then Data. Name, who's Geordi?
It might be. It ain't Data. Data was the robot, the android. Shit. This man. Let me get the Meta Pro 3s.
Star Trek characters.
Glasses. It ain't Amistad. I don't give a fuck what you look up.
It's Geordi. It is Geordi.
Okay, Geordi. Yes, that's not
Amistad. That is a woman's hair beret.
That's who you're looking for.
Who? LeVar Burton.
Yes, that's who. That's the name you're looking for.
He's not LeVar Burton.
He is LeVar Burton. What are you talking about?
Wait, that isn't LeVar Burton. Wait, is he Star Trek? No, that's somebody else.
No, yes, LeVar Burton.
No, okay, it is the same guy.
Yes, that's him. He was in Roots. Toby. He and Amistad ain't the same motherfucker. I know you try to say that black people look alike.
No. I was wondering which one he was from. Like, which he was the Root guy. the root man. Yes, okay.
Geordi had the Root. That was what you were talking about.
No, man. He had the Meta Pro 3.
The Meta Pro 3. Homie had Meta Pro 3s back in slavery time. He was seeing the future.
Yeah, you're getting all your movies mixed up now, man.
Me?
Yeah.
This man.
Look. I'm glad we figured that out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, damn.
I got snot coming out of all my orifices.
I saw those movies, and they were like documentaries almost. It was like you had to.
Documentaries almost.
I mean, no, it wasn't just, you know, a documentary. They just talking on stuff.
Yes.
It was like a movie, but based on true events, like things that went down. So
I want to say Amistad, you know, I'm going to get crucified when I say this. I think Amistad might have been true. Roots was not. It was just a story.
No. Yeah, sorry about the shit that went down.
Right.
It wasn't like Mr. Root was actually like the man. I don't know what his name was. But it happened.
My name is Toby Root. It's Mr. Root.
What an asshole.
He said, "What's your name?" Toby Root.
My name. Oh, damn.
I got these Meta Pro 3s.
Jeez, you're doing wrong by LeVar, man.
You couldn't even say his name 5 minutes ago. Shut up. I'm just saying. Geordi? Who is Geordi? Metapro 3 Geordi.
Rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
He's a smart guy.
That guy. Oh man. I almost just died. This man, he's about to get us shut down. I think we just got into the thing. We can't get reproduced either. You just shut us down.
This is an unreleasable episode.
Man, Jesus. Oh man, I'm trying to suck up all this damn snot running out my nose.
I don't know where to go from there.
And me either. I think we just need to end it. Shit. I don't know what to say. Oh my God. Hey, Geordi. We're going to play what?
Did you play Jedi Fallen Order?
The second one or the first one?
The first one. Not Survivor.
We talked about this last year.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Yes. I thought you played it. You liked it, right?
I played the first one, yes.
You loved it. And I remember you beefing with our boy Jason because he didn't like the combat. Didn't like it.
No, not Jason. I was beefing with Matt.
No, Jason oh, hated it.
Might have been both of them.
Both of them. Yeah, it was both of them.
Might have been both.
But finally, when it came out, I got stuck on the red.
The first one or the second
one? The first one.
Okay.
I got stuck on the red planet where the dudes are hard. you're not supposed to go there until you got better powers. They so hard they beat you up when you go to that planet.
Why did you go to a red planet with hard dudes on?
And I wasn't that good at the stuff, and I got frustrated at the combat. Oh, I got shot in my mouth, so I was like, I'm gonna cut it here and play something else.
Oh,
so
for
like 2 years, my first achievement was like 2019 when it came out. I finally picked it up this week, and I left the red planet with the hard dudes and went to like a normal planet. They're supposed to fight stormtroopers, and you can just murk their ass real easy. And the game got a lot more fun, and now I've been playing and going through some planets and putting some time into it. So now I'm going to try to play the 3, maybe 4-year-old game at this point and get through that Star Wars game, and then try to move on to Survivor and keep it going. But I like it. It's good. I'm late to the party a lot, but I'm trying to catch up. It's very nice.
I haven't played the second one yet at all, but I would think it's a better version of that one. I don't because the game was good. I don't know why Jason didn't like it. I guess because, you know, if you are a Star Wars fan, you want as much Star Wars shit as possible. Mainly because there's been, 40 fucking games from Star Wars Studios, right? So you want to have all those abilities in one game, running up walls and throwing shit and ducking. And so I get it from their point of view, but from like a normal person's point of view who ain't like a fucking Jedi Master themselves, it's a good game. It was actually really good. I can't wait to play the second one. I don't know why I never bought it, but I just never bought it. Never got around to it.
That's actually one I got on Black Friday for like $30 or Black November, where it was just on sale at some point. So I was
the
like,
first one or the second one? I'm going to keep saying it.
The second Survivor. I'm a Survivor. I got that one.
Oh, you got it on one of them discs, on them hard discs.
I try not to, but sometimes like the deal just comes out where it's $45 digital and $30 disc.
Or
like,
not even that. I noticed it. You're right. When I went to go look for some stuff like not too long ago, I'm like, why is the disc version like $20? And you can't get it digital for that amount. You had to go to a store to go get it. I saw some insane deals on some games. It was like but it wasn't the digital version. And I was like, why?
But yeah, I guess they're trying to get rid of it. Crazy ass deals on actually GameStop. Like I just happened to go to their website, I think yesterday, just to see what was on there. And they had like a section for new games, 75% off. And some of the games, they're new. They're not like they came out last month, but they're new games and they're like $9.99, $5. Right. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, so they're giving some away, and there's some on there that are still $20, $25, $30 digitally, and they're like $7 for actual disc copy. But then you got to pop it in your console every time you want to play it.
I mean, I think that's part of it. Is like they're trying to get rid of those physical medias because nobody's buying the physical media anymore. Because like even at this point, the used game market has died for the most. And that's the part I don't get. The used game market died, came back. I think it's going to come back again because at some point, whenever the internet gets all boggled down or things start to happen and people can't get shit, people will go back to buying physical media. I just don't know where we're going to buy it from at this point.
Yeah, it's the retro stuff that, I mean, that stuff's still hot. As it gets older and older, it just gets hotter and hotter. And now, I don't know what we're going to do when we're fully digital and there are no more actual discs to be bought. Like PS6, PS7, there's not going to be a disc. There's not going to be a store to buy anything. So
no discs.
That whole industry is gone. There's no resale. There's no getting rid of your games anymore. There's no buying it at a garage sale for $2 in 20 years. That's just digital and whatever they want to charge you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be sad. It'd be a sad day, but it'll be sad when it happens, but then I'm still, 97% digital on what I buy. So I'm like, I'm part of the problem too, like everybody else.
Man, you buy what the hell ever. You buy all kind of random shit.
It do be like that. Come see my library. Let you sign in.
Your
eyeballs will pop at your head.
Now that you're talking about all these damn movies, all of them are starting to pop in my threads. You never saw The Creator Steel, right?
I saw The Creator. Yeah.
Oh, you did finally go see it?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that one in theaters. I'm pretty sure I saw the creator. I think I liked it.
You think you liked it? What the fuck? Do you that's remember?
That's a dude with a little girl.
I mean, yes.
And then he had to like do some stuff, and like he was a robot.
You talking about Giddy, or you talking about something else?
I don't know. The little girl with the half head, because it was a robot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about
and he was smuggling her through. No, the little half head robot kid. That was cool. Yeah, I did like that movie.
Yeah. Giddy's girl was giving full head instead of half head, but that's not the story.
Who's Giddy?
Him, Giddy. Basketball player, got caught with a 16-year-old.
That white guy?
Yeah, of course he was going to be a white guy, yes.
I saw some shit like on TikTok all of a sudden, like you know how stuff comes up and they like make funny shit off of a news thing, and I'm like, okay, here's a dude. Obviously,
ain't nothing serious no more.
Yeah, it was a joke. I'm like, oh, this guy must have got caught doing something because he's all over TikTok, like people making fun of him and shit.
But technically, it's not illegal. What I did not realize is every state has its own
limited age laws.
Yeah. So in Oklahoma, it's actually 16.
You can marry your cousin. You can marry your mom in Oklahoma. You can do all sorts of weird shit over there.
Yeah, yeah. Not to say that it's right. But I didn't realize that was the actual law there. Like consent, the age of consent in that state is actually 16. I'm like, what?
Yeah, some of those other states is like 14. You can get married when you're 12.
California 14. Was like 27. Dumbass.
Yeah. It'd be different.
It hit different. So
him trouble, him no trouble.
We don't know him trouble. Him got suspended for sure. But I don't know. Like, can he get in trouble for something that technically is legal, but frowned upon? Like, is that, you get in trouble?
You can be culturally in trouble. They can like,
I mean, he did play culturally in trouble already.
They can pressure him to fire his ass and get rid of him and all that stuff.
Man, that would absolutely suck. That would suck in like a million ways.
You just gotta shut up, man.
I don't know about that, man. You ever seen Too Many Cooks? Did I ever send you this before? Cause I'm pretty sure.
I probably sent you that first. And then 10 minutes later, shit gets weird as hell.
So there's a guy on Instagram who does the same kind of thing. Like that. Okay. Too Many Cooks. And then the same people created you went to Las Vegas, right? You were the first person who went to area 51, not 51. What is it? Area 13. In Las Vegas where Meow Wolf is. Area 13? Yeah.
So you went there. I went there. Yeah, I went there.
Yeah, because I think you went there before I did. So you went to Omega Mart, right?
Yes.
Have you've seen the Omega Mart commercials before, right?
Yes. So they were the same people that were part of that?
Same set of people who made those. So nice. There's a guy on Instagram who does similar kind of, and I think I may have sent you a couple. You probably don't be paying no attention. But I sent a couple, and it's stuff like that. Like, he's cooking food, then some random shit starts to happen, and he's cooking food, then he's cooking food with his feet, and he's got, like, an axe. It's, like, random shit like that. It's like, why is this happening? And it's all to never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around. And as it's going, when it's normal, it plays normal, and then when it's not normal, it plays, and that shit. So,
it's all kind of crazy similar. Shit. That's nice.
I think it's interesting.
That shit was like the peak stuff that Adult Swim used to do back in the day. Before it was normal, when it was like, oh my God, Too Many Cooks. Like, what the fuck? That was like the first time any of us saw some weird shit like that.
Yeah.
And then it got more and more mainstream. But some of that stuff is still entertaining. That's a classic. That's a certified hood classic. Too Many Cooks.
Hood banger. I mean, that's the same. That if you see Nope, I think that's where Jordan got his kind of his inspiration for some parts of that movie is stuff like that. Because if you've seen Nope, it runs like the same, like that monologue with the monkey is the same kind of premise where it's like, oh, everything's nice and normal. And then next thing you come back, why is her leg on behind her back type shit? You know what I mean?
Damn, no spoilers. I still haven't seen Nope.
Boy, if you ain't seen Nope, it's been 2 years.
I know. I need to get it. I need to get on that.
If you're joking. You still have never seen
it. I haven't seen it. It's in my queue. I just haven't sat down to see it. I haven't been in the mood for some weird shit.
Why have you not seen Nope?
I just haven't hit play, man.
Man, whatever, dog. You got a wife. What do you got to do with it?
I said I got to watch it. I got to watch it.
So you got a wife. I was like,
my wife probably won't want to watch it because it's
I thought you said the wife y'all don't want.
No, like, she ain't gonna be down for that one. She'd be like, nah, I'm a good.
Well, you know, you already wasted your one good movie with some dumb shit that she was really upset about. I forgot what movie it was, but she didn't want to like it.
Hereditary? Something like that.
I have not seen that.
That's a good movie. I thought we saw it in theaters together.
No. Know me, I don't watch shit like that. I don't do whimsy and I don't do horror.
It's psychological, like suspenseful horror where it's only like, I would say one, two, there's like three things in it that actually, that they show you, mm-hmm. that they try to get you. The other stuff is just like making your skin crawl because you don't know what's going on and the characters right. are making you uncomfortable. So it's not jump scare horror. It's not typical, like, you know, haunted house shit. It's just fucked up, like, oh my God, like, what the hell? And makes you question your life and shit. And then the images will sit with you for a couple of weeks when you first see that stuff. So you got to watch it. It's cool.
Nah, I'm good.
You, man, you always turn all the lights on after you see a scary movie. That one, you put a fucking spotlight on your house, turn your neighbor's lights on.
I'm already been waking out of my sleep multiple times this week alone on some dumb shit. So no, I'm good. I don't think there's
any. I've seen that movie like 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. There's a good 3-4 scenes that just like go. It doesn't matter how many times you see it, you're looking at it like, what the fuck? Like that's bad. That's messed up. Like, I don't want to see that shit anymore. But it's so I'm fucking good.
I'm good.
It makes you uncomfortable. It's great.
Nah, I'm good. I don't have a reason to want to put my psyche through that.
Didn't you see the Conjuring movies?
Nope, never seen them. Oh my God. I've never seen The Conjuring. I've never seen Hereditary. I've never seen Annabelle. I've never seen House on Drury Lane.
What? The Exorcist. It follows?
None of that. Like the Jamaicans say, boy, we ain't got none of that.
You better run and tell that and start playing some of these movies. I'll come over there and sit in the dark. I mean, not the dark. The light with
sit
you.
In the dark.
I'll turn the lights on with you and like help you watch these movies. No, man. They're good.
I'm not going to do none that.
Dude, the Conjuring, you didn't see that in theater with me either?
Bro, I don't know. Again, going back to you think every black person looks like the same person, it wasn't me.
I don't know who it was, but I'm pretty sure I saw the first Conjuring in theater because I remember the crowd reactions because everybody's screaming like a motherfucker because it was so scary.
And I can tell you, if I went with you, which I can tell you I didn't, my eyes would have been closed the entire movie.
That was a good ass movie. I think Conjuring 1, 2, 3, those are pretty cool. I never saw all the Annabelle spinoffs and like the Nun, all those ones in that related universe. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them all, but the Conjuring, I think 1, 2, 3, pretty damn solid.
Right.
Pretty creepy.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, bro. I don't want to watch none of that. I'd rather watch The Roots.
The Roots is scarier because that shit actually happened.
Yeah. True. True story.
You'll see some stuff with some CGI, man. It'll lighten the load a little bit. Make me happy seeing a scary movie.
Ain't nothing that I want to see.
But you'll watch Jordan Peele movies. He's scary. He makes scary movies.
No, I mean, his movies aren't that scary.
Well, they're cultural horror. He invented that cultural horror shit.
Yeah, I'm all about the situation where you're like, okay, let me feel like, you know, let me show you how it felt when we were this and that, and yeah, I'm cool with it. But like that fucking psychological horror and people dying and it coming from under me, I don't want any of that.
Coming up from under me and yeah, the devil grabbing my leg in the elevator and shit like that. You don't need that in your life.
I don't want none of that. Like, for real. I don't feel the need to have
something about it, man. Something about that hand coming up from under your bed and grabbing on you is different.
Yeah. Man, don't be touching my leg from under the bed. None of that shit. None of that. We coming up on Chroma.
Yeah, very soon. What you gonna get?
I don't know why I said that. I think I just had an analepsy or something.
We coming up on Chroma.
I don't know what just happened. I don't even remember why I tried to say that. It just happened.
You had an analepsy? What the hell did you have?
Anapepsy. Anapepsy.
Oh, shit. You went epileptic on me.
I mean, I had a full-on Christmas seizure. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Oh, man.
You just started taking out gifts out of your pocket. Your money starts falling out. Christmas seizure.
Yeah, man. That's,
At least it's not a Christmas seizure where the government comes take your shit because you didn't pay your bills.
They still get your shit?
They still be getting people's stuff. And people's stuff get got every day. Mm. The repo man coming to get you. He doesn't take a day off Christmas. He's still out there getting shit.
Have you ever had something repo? Be real.
Thankfully, no.
Have you ever had somebody you know get their shit repoed?
Probably. Brian.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a low blow. That is a low blow.
That's too easy of an answer.
It was. But yeah, that was definitely a low blow.
That's the first thing that came to mind. But anyways, there's lots of
people. Brian.
I don't know anybody else personally that...
I've seen other people have it happen too, other than that person. Yeah, I've seen other people.
It happens a lot depending on where you at.
It happens a lot because you black. Yes. You know how many black people shit get repossessed?
I turned some stuff in.
You turn it in nicely? He's like, I gave him the keys.
I'm like, you can have it.
I don't want this shit no more. Take this shit back.
Yeah, I did a reverse repo.
Oh shit. They was like, we were just about to come get it. Nah, you ain't got to come get it. I'll bring it to you. But here go this shit right now. I haven't had anything repoed, but I've definitely seen some shit people get repoed.
Like live, seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it real life.
Have you seen the man come to the house and take it?
Yes. In my own personal life, I've seen somebody show up and be like, we this ours now. I said, I ain't gonna fight you. I'm fucking eight.
You can take it. So I've seen the videos of people where like the dude comes with a special little forklift tractor off road thing, mm-hmm. and he like takes their house.
Can you roll that back? Because I think you said it. He shows up with a special contraption and takes their fucking house. Yeah, they're sleeping in there. They take their home. What are you talking about, dude?
Hey, there's like a special skid steer where you can take one of those houses that come on wheels and take it right back out the property down the sidewalk and put it on a trailer. So if somebody doesn't pay for their shed from Home Depot, somebody buys like a 20x40, you know, shed to live in and try to convert it and put a toilet in there, but you don't make your payment. He'll knock down your fence, come into your yard.
Knock down your fence?
No, legally, like he says he has the power to like move your fence out of the way to get his property as much as he has to. He'll destroy your shit to get to his trailer, even if you hit it in the back of the property. So this dude is removing full trailers if it's somebody's house. He's like, you have like an hour to get your shit out, and I'm dragging it out and putting it on the trailer and taking it with me. Like today is going. So he takes their whole house. Not just a car. I like the car repos where somebody backs up an apartment complex and like hooks it up in like 2 seconds and takes off and somebody's chasing them, shooting at the truck and shit. That's entertaining. But when the dude started taking houses, I was like, holy shit.
Aren't people in the fucking house though?
They're fighting, but if they fight it, eventually the cops get called. He gets their shit out in a pile.
They can't just sit in the house and wait for him to pull it away?
No, I guess they could, but all the videos I've seen, he gets them to be out. Like, he gets them out. The cops get them out. Jeez. And then their house is gone, or their trailer, or their shed, whatever. Like, but it's cool seeing this little ass, like, small little machine dragging this whole fucking thing back down the street, back to the trailer, and then it's gone. And then you got an empty spot on your lot.
Damn.
But you got to pay your bills. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard sometimes.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker show up and steal a whole motherfucker's house. I've never seen that before.
You just got to put your house off the wheels, and then they can't take it. They can take it later, but they can't at least take it with them.
I could tell you, I would lose my shit if I was over somebody's house and somebody shows up and said, "Hey, dog, we're gonna take this house."
what if you came home and like you had just an empty spot of grass where you used to have a house? Like, you'd be kind of upset.
That's why I hope I don't ever live in a house on wheels. Cause
it's hard out here for pimps sometimes, man.
I mean, obviously, your whole house can take it away. It's fucked up.
They can take anything. The people who sold you the house invented a machine to take back the house in case you reneged on that payment. So they want their shit back.
That's my son. Yeah. One issue.
I've been blessed. I haven't had anything taken away yet.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be blessed, my guy. Don't get your shit taken away. That's weird. I'm about to
take it away, Jeff, on this episode 188 mainstream podcast post Christmas. We're not even pre Christmas. We're well pre Christmas. Not even December yet.
Pre Christmas,
post Thanksgiving. So in the in between, we're in the holiday sandwich right now. We're in the middle of the sandwich.
This man
said
pre crumble,
and then we got dessert coming up. We got New Year's dessert coming up after the Christmas sandwich or the Christmas Thanksgiving sandwich.
The Christmas sandwich.
Yeah, we're going to be in El Salvador for New Year's. Gonna be there.
Congratulations.
Like 10 days. I'm going to be down south.
I hope you don't come back.
What are you saying? I hope I just permanently relocate, that I live my life the rest of my days.
You might as well become a dual city of sin.
Maybe I'll apply. Maybe I'll see if they accept me. How do I get dual? I want to, what do you call it when what's it in the video game? You'd be like dual guns, dual pistols, dual shoes.
Dual wielding.
I want to dual wield two citizenships.
I mean, I know a couple people who got them dual citizenship. Shout out to Aurora. She became a Mexican. I was like, I hope you get stuck over there.
Damn, you can become a Mexican. I am one.
Who wants to do that shit?
Is that a surgery? You can become a Mexican.
Have you ever heard the most reverse shit ever? Like, it ain't never does. It's the other way around. Always. Like, I was a Mexican. I want to be an American. I ain't never heard nobody going the other way. That's crazy.
I went in. I became a Mexican.
I became a Mexican. I wonder if I could be an African. Probably not.
You can pull it off. You got the look.
thanks for listening. God damn it. Thanks for listening to the Amistad. Toby Root podcast.
Oh shit.
It's been me, Jeff Bradford, and racist Chris Bryant.
No way.
And Toby and Mr. Jordy with the fucking Meta Pro 3 on his
face. Oh, I'm trying to get me a copy of those Meta Pro 3s.
Yeah, he had a steel copy. Already. Jordy had a steel copy of Meta Pro 3s back in 1982 already.
Yeah, that pre-release version.
Okay. I'm gonna
leave it there before we say some other dumb shit that gets us turned off.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit this Prince Nana. That dance.
Unfortunately, you can't edit any of this out. You ain't got no time. You gotta put it up and rock.
Shit. If you like this music, push play. Put it in your Spotify rap. This is a bit of rap. Thanks for listening. Mainstream Podcast, episode 188. We getting close to 100. Thank you for listening. Good night. Bye.
Peace. Give us free.
Give me free.